Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Tonight, Mitt Romney will be at, a $4 million home for a fundraiser in Cherry Hills Village. And I feel like attending. There's something in me that I just feel like doing something interesting tonight. So I thought, Leslie Hanks. How are you, Leslie?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well. You're the vice president of Colorado Right to Life. You guys recently met with the chairman of the Colorado Republican Party. So what did you tell them the policy would be regarding Republican candidates and whether Colorado Right to Life would support them, say, for president like Mitt Romney?
Well, we said that we would support no Republican candidate that would allow for the killing of even one single innocent human life.
All right. And so Mitt Romney has just gone out of his way just in the last 2 days to point out that he approves killing even more children than he said in the last 4 years. So that really takes him off the charts as far as the countless children that he's willing to kill to defend the slaughter of. So Mitt Romney, are you planning to go to the Romney fundraiser tonight?
It does sound intriguing.
Yeah.
I must admit.
I plan on going, and I'm wondering if we could let people know the address because, I'd like to get there around 10 to 6. I figure folks will start showing up at 6 o'clock. It's for 6:30. And, we have had a lot of the left-wing liberal media outlets in just the last 2 weeks talk about Romney's pro-abortion record, that he's lying about being pro-life, and they're quoting American Right to Life, which you were at the founding of. And so, in fact, in a moment, I'd like to play audio that was on MSNBC regarding American Right to Life and other conservative groups that are trying to get Mitt Romney to lose the primary. But so what about tonight? You're going?
I am.
And do you know where it will be?
It's in Cherry Hills Village.
Cherry Hills Village. I'm going to write this down.
All right. It's 4850.
4850.
Whitehall Drive.
Whitehall Drive. All right.
Cherry Hills Village.
Cherry Hills Village. Do you know about where that is?
I believe the closest intersection is Bellevue and Holly.
Bellevue and Holly. I know that Will Duffy from the Collaborators Project has spoken to the city there to find out what the easements are and where
right.
the public sidewalks are. And it goes right up to the house, so you could pretty much be on the front lawn of the place. And so the public easements are plenty wide for a handful of people to be there with signs. There's a large American Right to Life sign. We have all kinds of Mitt Funds abortion and other signs ready to go. So folks could come right out and join us. That'll be a lot of fun. And we'll also have a media kit for any reporters that are there so that they can see. And in fact, the evidence is growing how aggressively pro-abortion Mitt Romney has been. Like, if you compare Romney Care to Obamacare, which supposedly Republicans are up in arms about Obamacare, and Mitt Romney, he led the way. And which of those fund abortion? Do you know Obamacare, Romney Care? Do they both fund abortion? How bad are they?
Actually, only Romney Care had the $50 copay abortions provided for.
Only Romney Care, which is so typical. We've been pointing this out on the air for 20 years. So often the Republicans go over the top. Their rhetoric is that they're pro-life, like Romney, but they're over the top in the things that they do to support child killing. Just over the top. Like George W. Bush giving Planned Parenthood over $1 billion while he speaks at pro-life events, like recently in Indianapolis, saying he's against abortion funding.
It is astonishing. He wound up giving more than even President Clinton did.
Yeah, yeah, hundreds of millions of dollars more. So this is going to be worthwhile. Now, Leslie, you saw the YouTube video. It came from MSNBC, and it's a very godless program.
Right.
That we're going to play.
Rachel Maddow.
Yeah, just 40 seconds of audio or so from a minute of audio. But it's sort of low-hanging fruit because they hate anyone who's a Republican.
Right.
And it's competition. If they knew how George W. Bush really believed that women have a right to kill their children and that Mitt Romney really believes women have a right to kill their children, they wouldn't be quite so adamant in opposing them, but they don't know that. It reminds me in Germany where the National Socialist hated the communist, mm-hmm. the Marxist. Mm-hmm. And they were so similar in their fundamental values, but it was competition.
Exactly.
And who would get control? So that's really, I think, what it is. I mean, Mitt Romney single-handedly instituted homosexual marriage in the state of Massachusetts. You'd think that Rachel Maddow would like that.
You would think that.
You'd think. I mean, what other state had a governor who just single-handedly ordered the county clerks to issue homosexual marriage licenses? Just Mitt Romney.
But didn't he say that the courts made him do it?
Yeah, and he lied. There was the Goodrich decision, which we've posted at prolifeprofiles.com, the Romney profile, and it doesn't even mention the governor. You could read the whole ruling in 10 minutes. The whole ruling. It is about marriage. It never once mentions the governor. It doesn't order anything other than this. The Massachusetts Supreme Court suggested, because they've acknowledged they have no authority to order anyone to do anything. They've right. acknowledged they don't have the authority to make new laws. Mm-hmm. So they suggested that the state legislature reconsider homosexual marriage. That's what their ruling did. And we show the quotes. We link right to the ruling. So Romney lied when he said that he was ordered. And what a coward anyway. You want a leader, no, to be president?
Mm-hmm.
You want a leader. So he was ordered to institute homosexual marriage, which would have been against the Massachusetts Constitution because the court there explicitly, their court can't do that. And the justices knew it. So conservatives are against activist judges. So Romney takes judges who are restraining themselves and he turns them into activist judges and he does it all by himself. So anyway, how about we hear now Rachel Maddow, and this is from MSNBC. So what, Leslie, you don't like this gal?
Well, she had quite a bit to say about Amendment 62 when we were trying to legally protect every baby in the womb here in Colorado. So she was not a fan, obviously, and so it's hard to feel real warm and fuzzy about her.
The Republican groups who have said they will do whatever they can to stop Mitt Romney from becoming the nominee are as varied as Fred Karger and the right-wing corporate Tea Party group Freedom Works and fellow Tea Party group the Western Representation Pack, the conservative magazine The National Review, the conservative economic group Club for Growth, even socially conservative groups like American Right to Life. The New Republic magazine reporting today that the aforementioned Western Representation Pack is, quote, hoping to raise and spend as much as $500,000 on TV and radio ads attacking Romney as an unscrupulous opportunist, all of which will be funneled into his most critical early primary state. The executive director of that group telling the New Republic, quote, we're going to put all our focus on New Hampshire. Meanwhile, that anti-abortion group, which ran these TV ads against Mitt Romney back in 2008, they say they plan to repeat that strategy this time around in an effort to, in their words, decimate Mitt Romney's campaign. But perhaps the clearest sign of Republican dissatisfaction with Mitt Romney as the front runner for his party's nomination is that Republicans are still trying to recruit alternatives into the race so he doesn't win.
Decimate. Leslie, did you tell them that we're going to decimate Mitt Romney's campaign? I mean, Michelle Bachmann has jumped all over his refusal to sign a pro-life pledge this past week. And so she's working, of course, to undermine Romney and to say he's not pro-life. But, hey, I think there's a chance that we can repeat the success of 4 years ago.
Well, she did mention the Romney fairy tale video, right? They show a little bit of that clip on the show, and that is just so good. People really need to Google or to pull up YouTube and look for the Romney fairy tale. It's
such a great ad,
fun, and
the voiceover is
fabulous.
We got a pro.
Uh huh.
We've never said this on the air, have we? We got a real pro to do the voiceover for the Romney fairy tale ad that ran in Iowa and South Carolina, the key early primary states with a large pro-life voter base. Now, New Hampshire doesn't have as large a pro-life base.
That's right.
So American Right to Life has skipped New Hampshire to focus on Iowa, South Carolina, and then an effort in Florida. And so by Super Tuesday, Romney had imploded. And we plan to do that again. But I think it'd be okay for me to say who we got to do that voiceover.
I think so.
Yeah? It was my wife, Cheryl Enyart. And boy, I think she did. I am biased.
She did a great job.
I'm biased. I think she did a fabulous job.
Yep. And I hear it all the time because I'm forever trying to get the link to post on Facebook and have people, whenever people are saying how great Romney is, I always point them to that video, that YouTube, which is so good. So I hear Cheryl's voice a lot.
And it's so easy to get to it because it's on ProLifeProfiles.com. Just click on Romney's face or go to YouTube and search for either American Right to Life, that channel, it's American RTL, or search on YouTube for a Romney fairy tale.
Right.
And you'll find it. So, okay, Leslie, we have, and by the way, that little factoid we started the show with about whether it's Obamacare or Romney Care, which one funds abortion, that comes out of an article in a left-wing rag, right?
Left-wing news. Daily Kos?
The Daily Kos, K-O-S. And they've got a nice chart comparing Obamacare and Romney Care, and it's right there. You know, Obamacare does not support pay for abortion. Romney Care does.
Yeah, we're assuming that'll probably be coming down the pike with Obamacare. But $50 copay abortions, and how long has that been in effect in Massachusetts?
Immediately from when the law was enacted. First batch of standard benefits came with tax-funded abortion. Late-term abortion, abortion on demand, abortion for any reason. And even on that, at first, the Romney campaign, they said Romney Care does not fund abortion. And so then, I mean, we document it from the Massachusetts government's own websites. We even show the abortion copay graphic.
Copay card, yeah.
Right? And so then they say, well, it doesn't fund abortion. But if it does fund abortion, it's not our fault because, and then it's like O.J. Simpson saying, I didn't do it, but if I did it, here's how I did it. You know, it's he's such a liar. And so now he's refused to sign the Susan B. Anthony pro-life pledge, and he published his own pro-life pledge. I think it's pretty amazing how he starts. Do you have it there?
I do. He says, I'm pro-life and believe that abortion should be limited to only instances of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother.
So his pro-life pledge begins with a statement of which children he supports killing. Right?
Yeah. Kids whose dads are criminal rapists deserve the death penalty.
Yeah. And it's the life of the mother. Of course, you always attempt to save the life of the mother. And when necessary, by terminating the pregnancy, not by terminating the baby. You don't intentionally go in to kill the baby. And they do that, like with, say, the partial birth abortion ban. They argued that if the baby is 6 or 7 months along and the mother, her life is at risk, you could go in and kill the baby, stab him in the back of the neck.
And those babies, obviously, if they were delivered by C-section and put into neonatal care, would survive.
Sure. So there's a difference between terminating the pregnancy and terminating the baby, but Mitt Romney couldn't concern himself with minor differences like that.
That's right.
He's a lying child killer. And so it's important that Christians are aware of that. And hopefully tonight, especially if somebody wants to come on out and join us, there'll be a handful of us there. And that'll help. And maybe instead of just being in all the left-wing news outlets of the last 2 weeks, maybe now, I mean, last time, didn't some conservative news outlet come out last time we went to a $4 million home?
Carl Cameron was there from Fox News National.
Carl Cameron. And yeah, and that was great. And so who knows? Maybe we could get on some more neutral or conservative outlet warning Christians that Mitt Romney is radically pro-abortion, just like he's radically pro-homosexual.
Well, and he's just all over the map. It's like every other day he's got a new position, and that's what the pro-life or the Romney fairy tale was so effective at pointing out that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, could I quote a little bit here from the New Republic, and maybe we could take a couple quotes out of the Huffington Post. They're rather similar. But the New Republic article, when did this come out? This just came out.
Last week, end of last week.
Yeah, 5 days ago. And here's the article. Mitt Romney, the campaign within the conservative movement to take him down, by Sahil Kapoor. And I talked to Sahil. And so here's what he's got from us. Social conservatives are rejuvenating their battle against Romney. Last time around, the religious group American Right to Life ran ads in key primary states, and there he links to the Romney fairy tale ad on YouTube. That's nice of him. Decrying Romney's pro-life conversion as a fairy tale, this cycle, the group intends to run ads in Iowa and South Carolina in a self-proclaimed effort to decimate Romney's campaign. Who said that? Did I say that? Would I have said that? That sounds like hyperbole. How could I ever use hyperbole? We plan to repeat our strategy, said Bob Enyart, American Right to Life spokesman. The strategy that worked in 2008, which was to blanket those states with TV ads, letting the conservative Christian base know that Mitt Romney supports the killing of unborn children. We have commitments from our supporters to spend enough money to make sure every voter knows his actual record. And Enyart says of the weakening Romney campaign in 2008, quote, exit polls showed that conservatives voted against Romney because they believed he was lying about being pro-life, and he's still the same Mitt Romney. And then I'm thrilled with this, too. The group has created a profile page for Romney, complete with video clips and nearly 100 citations that intricately detail his evolving position on abortion.
A lengthy profile page, it says, Bob.
Yeah.
And it is such an impressive amount of research that's gone on to comprise the Romney profile. So
yeah. You could track him lying to everyone at every point and flip-flopping, often within 24 hours, based on if he's on a liberal radio show or a conservative show.
That's right.
And he is just such a liar. But there are a lot of Christians who want to be lied to. They're like lapdogs. They want to be stepped on and used. They want to be lied to by child killers because they're so desperate. They want to play. It's like, here's the Stanley Cup. You want to have somebody to root for. Who are you going to root for, Canada or Boston? You got to root for somebody. Well, Vancouver beats people up, so let's root for Boston. So they just want an excuse to be able to cheer for some horse in the race.
That's true.
Yeah. So and then
they're amazed when the candidate completely disavows everything they said they stand for once they're in office.
Yeah,
right.
Isn't that something? Like George Bush putting the judge who overturned Colorado's Amendment 2 that was supported by all Christians virtually, and it was designed to at least slow down the homosexual agenda, and John Roberts volunteers to get that overturned. He succeeds, and George W. Bush nominates him as the Chief Justice and Focus on the Family, which they were devastated when Amendment 2 was overturned because they supported it. And they lobby for John Roberts to be the Chief Justice, the very guy who's against their effort to warn people about homosexuality, just like Focus on the Family says of Mitt Romney on video. This is Tom Minnery saying on video that we are so similar to Mitt Romney. And the horrifying thought is they are.
But that that ad still runs, I believe, in Focus on the Family's Welcome Center, saying having Dr. Dobson say that he would never again in his, as long as God let him live, support a candidate that would allow for the killing of one innocent
child.
Human life.
And here is Mitt Romney now, 2 days ago. This is even more because we documented how his pro-life conversion was an absolute lie. But now, 2 days ago, and that was before he admitted that he supports killing the tens of thousands of children that are killed supposedly for the rape, incest, and life of the mother.
Right.
Right? So now he's come out and he's added that to the case against him that he doesn't believe in the God-given right to life. He believes, he defends the killing of some innocent children. But Leslie, can I give a quick, just an overview, a few bullets of what's at Mitt Romney's pro-life profile?
Oh, please do.
And I'm so thrilled they linked to it from a pretty popular liberal rag that it is at the New Republic, because American Right to Life's goal is that when people Google Romney and abortion or Romney pro-life, that their profile will be in the top three.
Mm, I bet it's getting there.
That's quite a goal. In fact, somebody could try it right now, Romney and abortion or Romney pro-life. Here's Romney's pro-life profile. He authorized tax-funded surgical elective late-term abortions, everything, 2 years after he claimed to have a pro-life conversion.
Oh.
And he denies responsibility for that. He didn't know he did it. He didn't do it. If he did it, here's how he did it. He didn't know he did it. All that. But he did what Obama couldn't even do, fund abortion through a government-mandated healthcare system. Okay, that's number one. He admits that he defends the killing of many, many innocent children, depending on circumstances. So he rejects their God-given right to life. He advocates the grisly research, the lethal research on embryos.
Stem cell research.
And that's after he claimed a pro-life conversion. He nominated a pro-abortion Democratic judge after he claimed a pro-life conversion. He gave Planned Parenthood a permanent seat on a state health board after he claimed a pro-life conversion. He bragged that he would continue to defend abortion rights after he claimed a pro-life conversion. And this next bullet, Leslie, is my favorite.
It's pretty good.
Of all the favorites in ProLifeProfiles.com on Mitt Romney. Just this simple list. He was pro-choice in 1994. He was pro-life in 01, pro-choice in 02, pro-life in 04, pro-choice in 05, pro-life in 06. Then he funded abortion in 2006, and he's been a hypocrite since. So,
amen.
Yeah, he's such a liar. And, you know, the Boston Globe editorial was so funny, what they said about him on a terrible topic, and that was regarding giving chemical abortifacients to women in hospitals, women who've been raped.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't kill the baby because the father's a criminal, and that hurts the woman even more.
That's right.
But they said, do you remember what they said about Romney flip-flopping?
I do.
The Boston Globe editorial said, flip, flop, flip. Romney has now executed an Olympic-caliber double flip-flop with a gold medal performance twist and a half.
That's a good line.
I mean, he is such a liar. The things that he said and did and the vetoes and the laws and he's just dripping with lies. He's a child killer who wants pro-life Christians to vote for him.
That's right. You know, Bob, on the pro-life profile page, it's to me, it's very helpful graphic, but shocking that you actually have the medical, the Commonwealth Care card that people carry, mm-hmm. and to actually see abortion, $50 copay, it's just staggering to me. Yeah. It's like a child's life is being reduced to such a pitiful
yeah.
status. It's just, mm-hmm. he really, really needs to repent for
yeah. And all his lies, and we document how he's lying. There's a healthcare connector board that says what benefits will be covered. Mm-hmm. And his campaign said, well, it wasn't our fault. We had to cover abortion because there was a state law, an old state law that said you had to pay for abortion. Well, that was another lie. There's a Supreme Court ruling from 20 years ago mm-hmm. that said if the government is providing healthcare, it has to pay for abortion for rape and incest. Mm. That's what the ruling said. Well, Romney Care pays for all abortion. So supposedly he's against abortion except for rape and incest. So once again, he took these judges who had some restraint and he turns them into activist judges. And he said, well, there's no choice. Romney Care has to fund all abortion because that's the law, which it's not the law. And even if it was, if you're a leader and not a fool or a follower, you'd fight the law. You don't lie down.
That's right.
Yeah. So here in the Huffington Post is an article about Romney once again, and Romney to be attacked by religious conservative group over abortion. And this whole article is about American Right to Life. And Leslie, a couple quotes here.
Mm-hmm.
A religious conservative group that spent part of the 2008 campaign attacking Mitt Romney on grounds that he signed off on a pro-abortion policy while governor of Massachusetts is pledging to take on the candidate again during his second run for the White House. Bob Enyart, a spokesman for American Right to Life, told the Huffington Post on Monday, that's just 2 weeks ago, that their organization would launch ads targeting Romney for both past statements he made endorsing a woman's right to choose and for the health care law he authored in Massachusetts that covered elective abortions that bears his name, Romney Care.
That's right.
I mean, popularly, like Obamacare. So the article goes on. It's a full-length article laying out the case that when the Romney Care, when the Romney campaign says we didn't do this, well, we've documented. In fact, they point out that there is a profile on Romney that documents that Romney was responsible for creating the board that he said he had no control over. And he appointed people to that board. So thank you, Leslie. See you tonight.
I think you will.
All right. Looking forward to it. And call Colorado Right to Life if you need directions.